So we are about to understand the benefits of IMC. IMC wraps up communication around customers in such a way that through multiple exposure, different kind of persuasions come on him and he gets into doing the requisite call to action. 7 steps program. So what is, how do you go about your IMC? So first is, of course, you have to observe. Observe what? You have to observe your consumers, their habits on digital media, etc., how they interact with the digital media. You have to find those aspects and try and understand why they do that, etc. Then you get into recruiting. Recruit what? Recruit in the sense you then have the agency who work on determining suitable channels, suitable media, etc. They provide you with the requisite inputs in terms of why this proposition is made to you. And what benefit will it bring to you if you adopt this into your IMC program, etc. Then comes the platform evaluation. So you may get into testing, you may actually promote offer, you may actually do a product sale, etc. In a way that you are essentially testing the media and its efficacy for your IMC program. Having convinced, you may delete some channel, you may consider only using specific channels, etc. You get into actual engagement. By using those channel, developing your IMC communication, you actually get into engaging with your consumers. When you engage with your consumers, now this is your full-fledged plan that you have put into practice. Having done that, you have to measure the outcome. So you have to measure hit rates, you have to measure the conversions, you have to measure expected call to action is working or not, etc. Are you getting desired number of leads? Is the lead getting converted or not, etc.? So those are performance set or goal set, key performance indicators are worked out and you measure them at a pre-decided frequency again. Once you are convinced about what is working, what is not working, you are in a state to now decide an extensive promotion. So it's like promotion is not necessarily the discount sale. It is like now you are capable to get into aggressive mode. You are capable to get into spending more and earning better. So that's what the promotion out here stands for. While in your evaluation stage and in an engage stage, you may face certain challenges. As a result, your conversion, as a result, your reputations, etc. may be controlled. But now in a promote stage, you are in an aggressive state readiness where you exactly know what is working for you, which channel is effective for you, etc. So you are able to spend amount and get the better conversion for yourself. And once you are into that stage, improvement is a continuous process. You have to get into constantly understanding, studying media, its channels effectiveness, its effectiveness on your call to action, how the call to action is getting translated into customers, etc. Whether it is the front end which is not effective, whether it is the back end which is not effective, etc. Those are the areas which will help you to do a continuous improvement in your IMC approach. So what we have understood is that IMC is a very step-by-step integrated approach that you have to really bring in. Not doing this will not make IMC a really sustainable IMC. They may fall apart as you move forward. Advertising, so to say, the one aspect of internet advertising under IMC is that now what we are taking is the channel or the media. So we understand what is advertising is a non-paid form of a paid form of influencing customers to buy your product. We have understood it can be print media, broadcast media, same way it can be digital media. So advertising can happen on electronic media also. The differentiation in electronic media advertising is that it is able to offer you various call to action. Book now, know more, find more, you know, locate dealer. All these things are at a click of a button and that engages the consumer. So that's the power. Advertising can also aim at a strengthening the position of the brand. Brand positioning through an internet advertising is a very, very fruitful activity. You can do that. The internet advertising can also be defined as every form of commercial content available through the internet and designed by a company. So it's nothing, it's a like, however, the structure is different. What this point is trying to tell you is the structure of internet advertising is different. In the print advertising, you have a choice of full page, quarter page, and accordingly, you fill in every information there. While in the internet advertising, you might see that either the one a small screen giving you the idea and then no more. And when you click that, you are taken to a micro site, landing page, then you have a other hyperlink which either shows you video or you fill a form, etc., or you download some free brochure or the ebooks, etc. So those are the ways they try to take you through a journey and make you a lead and convert you lead to the customers, which is not the case with the print media. Even in the TV, everything has to come in one go and then disappear. At the end, they give you at the most one call to action or a response mechanism, which is generally a website in most cases I've seen, or the telephone number. So mobile number they give you and then they disappear. While in the internet advertising, you can slice, or you have multi-screen coming at a pre-decided frequency, which will communicate the complete message and develop an interest. So that's the power of internet advertising. Advantage offered by this internet advertising is that engaging communication, evolving or enticing customer is easy. Interaction with customer is more fruitful because it's visual most cases. The possibility offers is a personalization, at least if vis-a-vis the mass advertisement that you otherwise do. Here the person feels that this has been shared with him. Though the sponsored ads are there, everything, but it's like, you know, he sees that this has come to him. So there is more, and later on, your engagement is also better. When you click, there are powers there that pick up your nomenclatures and they even start addressing you. Once you feed the form, subsequent communication is more personalized. You get an email which is with your name. So I have submitted a form and then I get an email acknowledgement. Thank you, dear Mr. Hathi. And then they say, thank you very much for your interest. We have seen you downloaded the, you know, blah, ebook, etc. Our representatives are always willing to introduce our product on a virtual conference. Book your virtual conference. Click this link again. So it's like they are prompting me to take the next step. So that's what is the power of internet advertising. Ability to directly criticize. So yes, because the platform is open, customer has a power to talk about you. It could be criticism, it could be even positive aspects. In the other end, the disadvantages are there. Some of the disadvantages, like the measuring advertising messages effectiveness, are not commonly accepted. One is, it's a tons of data which gets generated because we are talking about a real-time data. Your ability to understand and analyze this data is little tricky, a little difficult for a common marketer. You need an expert support for that. If it is not taken, then this data just go unused. Yeah. And this effectiveness measures which come in front of you, many times it contradicts with your assumptions, many times it contradicts with the facts that is available with you. So it's a conflicting stage which you have to overcome. The lack of technological standards to ensure time efficiency of message. In India, still the MarTech, that is marketing technology, which is generally automates most of the thing, is not been practiced well. The future is of the company who implement MarTech today. MarTech enables you to effectively plan your releases, you know, schedule your programs, auto send emails, and various things can happen. If it is not done, you are not time efficient. You will do work only when you are, say, awake or when you are in a position to do it, etc. Internet advertising and MarTech overcomes this. Yeah. It enables you to be very time effective and do it auto. So you don't have to then worry about, after you have put a plan and given that instructions to the auto routers and auto commands, etc., it starts happening on its own. Marketing, public relations, yes. So we have understood about advertising as one of the element or one of the media or the channel of internet integrated marketing communication. Public relation is the another one. Public relation is a non-paid form, optional though. It's a news-based or a article-based reach of information among the targeted customers. New product introduction or new CSR initiatives, or launch of the product, launch of a new service. These are some of the things which is taken by the press media. And then they give you required traction in their medium. So a public relation is also need to be thought upon in such a way while you do an integrated marketing communication that it meaningfully conveys to the target customers and the other stakeholders that what you are embarking upon, what have you introduced, what you are launching, what is that CSR activity that you are going to do, or what has the CSR activity yielded you, etc. So those are the ways that the publicity will drive your spread of information of activity planned or action taken and the result thereof. So that's the power of publicity in integrated marketing communication. Then comes the important aspect of the community building. Community building is a very important aspect of integrated marketing communication. Here you are providing a platform for the user of your product or services to come together and create a unified voice, create a unified activity, create a unified program for enabling their contribution. So that's how you create a community platform. So like so Procter & Gamble creates a community platform where people come together and they contribute in child education. Siksha is the program that they have. So, but the who are they? They are the one who are users of PNG products, or they are the one who believe in that program, and they may not be currently a user, but way they see things happening around, then eventually someday or the other they will start being a user of those programs. So user of the product of those companies, etc. So community building is aimed at, like, I as I understand, one of the Cadbury manufacturer creates a community wherein the local community comes together to develop product out of using a chocolates, and then company plays a role of facilitator, company plays a role of recommendator, company plays a role of acknowledging, company plays a role of rewarding, etc. And that's how they bring more and more people together on one unified platform and build the community, either the brand centric or the program centric. For example, Hindustan Unilever, if you see, they take a social cause. So either the water, so currently the water, I for quite some time when I was studying that HUL closely, it's a water related this thing. So that water conservation or water reutilization, etc. So overall water being the central theme, lot of community building has happened around that by them. That gives them the good traction. So that's the power of IMC being well utilized. This new economy has three distinguishing characteristics. So community building in the global worldwide web scenario, it's global. It favors intangible things like ideas, information, exchange of relationship, building of relationship, exchange of information, developing ideas, etc. It's intensely interlinked. Everything is so agile, everything is so vibrant, therefore it is linked so well. That internet world wide web offers you a unparalleled interlinking. So it enables you, the community building enables you to reach out to millions, without really spending much on tapping them as a lead or converting them as a lead. It is like they will auto generate, they will come to you eventually realizing the value that you create for the society, for the country, for the contingent, etc., continent, etc., as the case may be. So that's the power that you build through a community building. So in this particular book, there are some 10 guidelines are given to you. Kindly do refer. It enables you to know the power of community building. We come to the next channel or medium or the tool, as is known as a blog. Blogs are informative content that has been uploaded by subject matter expert. Subject matter expert can only run a blog, or blog can be linked to a website. It is part of the website. So generally company websites and all will have its own blog, but otherwise there are independent. So like for motorbike industry, there are independent blog writers. Their blogs are recognized because they bring that intelligent information to the users of the blog, and therefore it enables the engagement, it enables the decision making, etc. So blogs again is a challenge. You have to maintain blog, the frequency of your content, the quality of your content, the depth of the information, what hyperlinks, what cross linking that you offer, all this determines how many traction or the how many followers you will have, and that will enable you to grow the your impression among the bloggers, among the community users at a large. Having understood this power, yes, blog can play a very important role in any integrated marketing communications program. So during product launches, during refresh products, or during community activities, etc., even bloggers are consulted, bloggers are invited, blogs are created, etc., so that the message goes wide and clear. What is important is message goes not only wide and deep, but it is clear, it is believable. Message gets the believability when it is coming on a blog. So that's the power of a blogger and the blog writing as such, and the blog as a platform. It brings the real validity to the fact which has been presented. So blog is a very important element of IMC. So blogs, again, there is a concept of microblogging. It is mentioned here. Blog means you have either the written text, you have a visual contents, you have either a videos also playing in between, etc. You have a lot of cross links given, so person can refer that and come back to your blog, etc. Microblogging are the short blogs, and they don't write too much. They write basics and still offer you good insight. So that is also currently trending. Types of blogs: personal blogs, that is an individual blogs created by an individual on a specific subject. So people have kitchenware related blogs. I have seen people have household utility related blogs, etc. And they are quite successful in its own way. Corporate and organizational blogs, this is a company driven or a corporate information driven blogs which has been run by the corporate association bodies or even organizations, etc. By media type, again, blogs can be classified as per the media type, which is website only centric, or which is an independent, or it is only mobile centric, etc. By device, so that's what I told you, blogs can also be customized to cater to set specific device only and all. So these are the types of different blogs which helps you in community building as such. Now we come to a stage of IMC metrics. So IMC metrics is nothing but a number that enables you to evaluate, number that enables you to form your strategy. So that is what is the same. Some analytical tools like goal direct measure your business objective, or so metrics enables you to set the numerical association and then measure that through certain available tools as such. So that's the power of IMC. IMC must have clear metrics associated to various activity that has been done. Dimension is like you have a 2-dimension, 3-dimension. So same is a concept of IMC. IMC also typical has a various attributes which gives it a direction. So here one example given is a visitor to the site or unique visitor to the site. So that's a dimension. The source of that, someone came from referring which URL, is also a dimension. Which country is also a dimension. So various dimensions can also be thought through about. Influencing that dimension can be part of your IMC metrics. So what is that you want to change, what is that you want to improve for you, can also be part of your IMC metrics, and therefore it gets viewed into your IMC strategy also. Activity a person performs, such as landing page, how many times people have submitted the forms, how long was he on the landing page, what did he refer most, etc. By moving forward in the landing page or on the website, which page he landed, then which page he moved, what did he see, what did he not see, etc. So all those aspects are the dimension aspect of IMC metrics. Finally, the day they visited, the difference between the subsequent visit, what is it visited for, also reveals another dimension of your IMC metrics. So their frequency of the visit can be another dimension. We come to what is segments. We have already understood the importance of segments ahead in internet marketing. So segments are again another dimension. So are you micro segmenting? Are you on a broad segment level? Are you geographically segmenting? That also gives another dimension to the internet marketing communication, integrated marketing communication. So friend, at the end, I would like to say that we have understood what is integrated marketing communication, which is nothing but a coordinated unified communication transfer from buyer to the seller using different non-online and online channel. I will add that, but our focus was limited to online channel. We have studied how do you go about this thing, so which is what the situation analysis, marketing objective setting, marketing budget development, etc. We have understood what is the internet advertising, what is the role of branding in that, what we have also understood unique brand name and its significance in the internet marketing, etc. We have later on moved and understood various aspects of IMC and channel like advertising, public relations. We have understood blogging as a one tool, segmentation. We have understood what is IMC metrics and what is IMC dimension also. So with this, the complete aspects of integrated marketing communication, especially linked to internet marketing, is completed. Thank you.